she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
There's my microphone. This is a huge, fancy studio.
I know, you're not used to it yet.
Huge.
We're sitting right on top of Central Expressway.
That's right.
Look at that.
Overlooking downtown.
I can see, and a big crane, a huge crane.
And every once in a while, it swings around, and it looks like it's going to crash right into our window.
Yes.
But it never does, thankfully.
Look at that guy in there working. Mm-hmm. How about that job? How'd he get up there?
He's waving at us right now.
Climbed.
Hi, guy.
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles. Has that nickname caught on yet? We can't hear you, Snuggles. Snuggles is here. Don't worry. We're just trying to work out the kinks in our fancy new studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Sybil. Hi, welcome. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex when you're looking for your next new ride. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Hey, call them today and say, look, we want the cool car service. When we show up, we want the car parked in the shade and the AC on.
Yeah.
We don't want to burn our fingers trying to turn the keys. We'll actually do that for you at AutoFlex. If you're thinking about leasing a car, call us. If you're thinking about pre-owned, buying a car, call us. If you're thinking about the best of both worlds, we'll do a flex buy for you on a pre-owned car. Call us.
That's right. And it is summertime. Nothing says summer quite like a convertible. So coming up later in the show, right about 9:30, we'll get into the 10 cheapest convertibles available this year. But right now, let's talk about a little divorce going on in the automobile world.
You know, it's really interesting because you see things and people see advertisers and you see all the ads and you think, well, these guys are doing this or these guys are doing this and that. And there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. Well, this last week, the largest chain of automobile dealerships in the country divorced themselves from a company called TrueCar.
And we've talked about TrueCar.
And you see them on television. They're going to get you the best deal and go to the dealer and tell them you came from TrueCar and don't pay more than this for a car. Well, here's what TrueCar actually does. TrueCar is a gatherer of information. They accrue information from automobile dealers on their transactions, and then they turn around and remarket that information. So it's nice that they tell you you're going to get a great deal, but the reality is they are gathering your information to resell it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what TrueCar does.
Oh.
And so AutoNation, the largest chain of automobile stores in the country, this last week said, we're done. We are not sharing all our information with you. And here's what TrueCar wanted them to do. They wanted them to share 41 points of information on all of their transactions nationwide.
Every one.
550,000 transactions per year.
And that included people that had not done the TrueCar deal.
Exactly.
These are customers could just walk in. They could have had a customer for the past 15 years like we do that comes in. But then TrueCar still wants that data on that client.
And TrueCar says they have to have that data to know whether they're being compensated properly for the customers that come through TrueCar.
So they think just because a customer went to their site, if that customer is in the sold database of that dealer, they want money, right?
Exactly. Well, and AutoNation said, look, here's the deal, guys. We don't want to give you everyone's information. It's called personally identifiable information, PII. It's a big thing in the information business and in the automotive business. And everyone in our business on the retail side has been told we have to protect that with our very lives. If you come to us and you tell us your Social Security number and your driver's license number and your birth date and your home address.
People give us everything.
We are never to allow anyone else to see or have that information to protect you as a buyer and as an individual. Well, TrueCar's whole business model is, if we do business with you, you give us all of that information. The customer's address, the phone number, their credit information, where they live.
Really? They get all
everything.
That?
They get everything. Mm. Yeah. And then we'll know when we look at our information, if they match, that you owe us for sending you this customer. The reality is they're accruing massive amounts of information that they turn around and remarket.
So they sell it off to people who send you that stuff in the mail and telemarket you by phone and
exactly.
all that.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. So AutoNation divorced him this last week and said, we're not doing business with you anymore. We tried to do business with them several years ago. It did not work out, but we were not required to send them information. Any information that we have on our customers, we don't share with anyone.
Heck
we never
no.
have. Just because we've been told not to. One of the biggest concerns that AutoNation had was that by giving TrueCar all that information on those 550,000 people a year, that they would be in violation of
privacy policy laws.
Exactly. And they could get in big trouble for that. So when you see the TrueCar ad, oh, here's the other thing, folks, just so you know, if you're a TrueCar customer, that dealer has to pay TrueCar either $299 for a new car or $399 if you get a used car. So even though TrueCar is telling you you're getting the very best deal, the dealer has to pay TrueCar if you come from TrueCar. So the dealer includes that in your cost.
Yep.
So all of this talk about transparency, I mean, TrueCar's big deal is we're going to make everything transparent. By the way, I'll get killed after I do this. So
I know you will.
Yeah, it's true. But the reality is they're not being transparent themselves because they're not letting the customers know that the customer has to pay a fee when they buy that car from the dealer because the dealer has to pay that fee to TrueCar.
That fee gets built into the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just like any other cost.
Right. Wow.
Isn't that funny?
The things you learn on a Saturday morning.
Well,
my pat answer to almost anything is it's all about the money.
Right.
It's always about the money.
Well, and there are business models. There are whole businesses set up, as TrueCar is, based on gathering information. And so it's just, and they make $300 every time they send, or $400 every time they send someone to a car dealer.
So can the client, the potential car buyer, can they opt out if they go to a dealer and they say, do you guys use TrueCar? And that person says, yeah, we do. Can they go, I don't want to deal with this.
Well, then I guess if you went in and said, I'm not from TrueCar, or maybe I went to their site, but that's not why I'm here. I guess maybe you could. But it's an interesting dilemma because TrueCar's advertisements all say, hey, listen, we're going to make this deal totally transparent for you. But the reality is, their fees aren't included in there, and they don't tell anybody about their fees.
They're probably doing it the right way by making it transparent on the dealership end. What our cost of doing business, let's say even at AutoFlex, we have fixed costs, okay? But you don't show that to everybody. I mean, everybody has to make a little bit more than their costs are in mm-hmm. order to stay in business. So, I don't know. I'm torn there, but I don't like that they want all the customer data. We would never share your information with anybody else. It's proprietary.
And that's what AutoNation told them too.
Right.
AutoNation said, look, that's proprietary information. We are obligated by the law and by our feelings for our customers not to share that.
Mm-hmm. Out of the 240 some odd AutoNation stores, 228 were using TrueCar. No more.
Wow.
So they'll have to find some other dealers to do their business with. But, you know, it's really wise. Most people do go online to shop and get information mm-hmm. about what they're, before they ever go out. They
right.
might look for 60, 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Especially for a big purchase like that.
Exactly.
Sure. Well, and a ton of our customers come to us offline, but most of them come from our website.
Right.
Because we have a lot of ways to drive people, to show people. When people search for cars,
mm-hmm.
they find them on our website, that kind of thing. And they come to us from their website, and that's great.
And I'm sure everybody that listens to this show just goes right to our website.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We're not paying $400 a lead either, by golly. Okay, AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, this is sort of a nice segue into the next story. We are having twins in January, and we'll need a bigger vehicle. Hey, congratulations.
Way to go, Nick.
Give up on sleeping. What do you suggest? All right, Nick. Our next story is about the top 10 family vehicles for 2015, so it's a really, really nice segue, as I said. It's according to how much money you have as to what is a great family car.
Well, in this particular case, they have two vehicles they're upside down in by $5,000, and they're also doing national debt relief, so their credit is taking a bit of a hit. So they need an answer for how to basically overcome the $5,000 of negative and then how to deal with it with credit. We'll find the answers there. Now, we're going to talk about cars that are
And we'll talk about that at
option.
The same time, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the budget category, trying to save a little money, but you need a family car, Mazda 3. By the way, this is a survey that was done by Edmunds.com and Parents Magazine in combination. So budget buy cars, Mazda 3. It's got great features, adaptive cruise control, lane departure warning, forward collision control. It's safe. It's attractive. It's a good choice. Another choice, Honda Fit. It's a great vehicle, does a lot of the same things in the same price range, under $19,000. So great choices there. High mileage cars. The survey suggests that you look at the Volkswagen Golf TDI, and it is no doubt that Volkswagen Turbo gets a ton of mileage. In fact, it's got a combined of like 36 miles per gallon combined. But here's the thing. There's another vehicle, a domestic, that'll do the same darn thing for you, and that's the Chevy Cruze diesel. And it gets 36 miles to the gallon. So that is another good choice.
But I've got a question for you. Since gas is so cheap right now and possibly getting cheaper, and diesel's a lot more expensive, and a diesel car is also generally a little more expensive to buy, and I don't know, we'd have to look at depreciation value right now. How does that really, I mean, couldn't they just get a little Honda Civic, really, for overall approximately the same cost?
Or? Yeah, approximately the same cost, a little bit more, but at the same time, you're going to get the great mileage out of it.
Yeah.
Moving along, best sedans. Their suggestion is the Hyundai Sonata, and we may not agree with all these. Again, this is a survey that was done by Edmunds.com and Parents Magazine, but they suggest the Hyundai Sonata. I would have to suggest in that same class the Honda Accord, because
definitely.
I think the resale is better on that Honda Accord, and if you're in the family way and you're looking to save money, the true cost of a vehicle is the difference in what you pay for it and what you get for it when you sell it.
You know, in Ann's thinking about, okay, with those cars, I also love the Nissan Altima. It's so roomy. Love the Toyota Camry. Reliable. You can call our office with your situation, and we can give you a myriad of choices to help you solve your issues. We do like to look at the best value.
Okay. And he just texted in again. Should have been more specific. Oh. We will have four kids total.
It's time for a minivan.
Right.
Yeah,
he says,
it is.
So they need third row seating. And let's get into those, the bigger family cars, when we get back. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Well, welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. Did I just say that was the phone number?
Yeah,
877-881-1053. All right. Sorry about that, guys.
Exactly. And if you need a car today, a great place to call is AutoFlex. You can get a great car at AutoFlex by calling either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If you are telephonically challenged and you want to reach us online, you can go to autoflex.com, and here's what you can do there. You can set up a test drive, maybe two or three cars if you'd like. You can arrange for a lease or financing on a pre-owned car, or you can find out what your trade-in is worth for nothing. Click on what's my trade worth, and you'll get a free Black Book appraisal from your friends at Autoflex. Sorry, I was reading.
Well, it's from Black Book. We pay for that service to be on our website for you. Just so you know, we're not picking those numbers. I had somebody tell me the other day they weren't satisfied with the value, but I encourage that person to come in, because every car, I mean, that's a
ballpark range
computer program that takes all of that data and feeds it down to what ALG uses and Black Book uses. But if we need that car for our lot, we might be able to give you a little more for it,
or it might
be in better condition. It's a location in the country even drives the value of a car up or down.
Okay, so here's the deal. Books don't buy cars.
That's right.
All they are is a guide.
Only book that buys a car is a checkbook.
If you go to our Black Book and you see that your car is worth more than you think, we're really happy. Mm-hmm. If they say your car is worth less than you think it is, bring it by. Let us look at it. It may be worth more. We don't know. It's just a guide.
There you have it. Before we went to break, we were talking about Nick's fan text, and he said that he and his wife have two kids already, and they're about to have some twins, so they need a car with third row seating, something affordable. And we just so happen to have a list, the top 10 family vehicles for 2015. We already went through the best budget cars. You can find that list at autoflex.com/Facebook. And now let's get into the best sedans.
Well, actually, we just finished the sedans, let's move to the wagons. That's all right. Their suggestion is the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Outback is a great wagon. There's no doubt about that. There's some other vehicles, though, that I would suggest you look at the same time. One would be a Honda CR-V, which is sort of a wagon.
No,
it's a CUV.
Seat.
No third row seat. The the one I can think of that's the least expensive and it would probably be used would be the Dodge Journey. It does a third row seat, and but I think they quit making them last year or year before, so it'd be a pre-owned car.
But also, pre-owned could be a way to go for you guys as well. And what we would do is look at all the different vehicles, how they hold their value, which ones can help absorb the extra money from the other vehicle. You can trade two cars, and we can do two new cars and spread that leftover balance for the other vehicles over two loans, make it a little more palatable. Just let us solve your car conundrum. Give us a call, and you can come test drive things, because I think about the Honda Pilot with third row seating, the Toyota Highlander, the Chevy Traverse, Ford Explorer. We trade for vehicles constantly that are late model that could be the answer.
And if you've got a few dings on your credit, maybe a pre-owned car is a good way to start. The other thing is a great pre-owned car, one with good resale value, and one that's very serviceable, can last for years and years and save you a ton of money.
Back to the
suggestions from Edmunds and Parents Magazine. Best crossovers, they list the Honda CR-V, and I got no problem with that.
Right.
That is a great vehicle. Again, there's some other vehicles in the same class, the RAV4, the Ford Escape. There's several vehicles in that class that will serve you well.
Acura RDX is what I got.
Absolutely, and that's a great car. For premium compact SUV, they suggest the Porsche Macan. I would have to also suggest the BMW X3, the Audi Q5. There's several other vehicles in that area that I would look at. For midsize SUV, they list the Kia Sorento. Again, I'm going to be looking at a Forester. I'm going to be looking at a Cherokee. I'm going to be looking at some other vehicles, mainly because of resale value in that case. For premium midsize SUV, the Infiniti QX70. Now we're up to about a $45,000 car. And there are a ton of vehicles in that area that will also serve you well. For the large SUV, the Toyota Sequoia, and I would have to agree with them on that. I think that's maybe the premium choice. But you've got the Honda. Is that Pilot considered a large SUV?
No, it's a midsize.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good vehicle. And then premium large SUV, the Infiniti QX80. Now we're up to $63,000. I think probably I would be looking at an LX460 at the same time. Just because it's a comparable vehicle.
Yeah, but then you're going up to $85,000.
Yeah, it gets really crazy expensive about
there. You've got Chevy Tahoes, GMC Yukons that are probably still in the 50 to 60 range, depending on how you go about it. The Cadillac Escalade gets up there to $80,000. So, you give us your car payment, we'll tell you which one that you
exactly
want. We could tell
yeah
you how to pack the most value in to get your car.
And for these folks, maybe in the minivan area, certainly Tammy mentioned the Toyota Sienna and the Honda Odyssey are absolutely great minivans.
With four children, it may be time to go that direction.
Yeah. Chevrolet Traverse, does it have a third seat?
Yes.
I mentioned
Chevy Traverse.
That would be a great vehicle in the area of $31,000, $32,000. And in a pre-owned car, first year pre-owned on that car, you can get a pretty good bargain on it.
Right. And just going back to a new vehicle, these new Toyota Highlanders, on the outside, they look pretty cool and sporty. On the inside, it's like a minivan.
Oh.
So it's really nice, for those people that don't want to drive a minivan. This has got the minivan interior, which you really, really need, but a pretty cool SUV exterior.
Yeah.
The downside is no sliding doors. Man, when it comes to the minivan, those power sliders, it's the only way to go with little kids. You push the button, they climb in, you're on your way.
There you have it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I have a 2011 Dodge Nitro that I owe about $6,000 on. Thinking about trading it in on something bigger, what do you think you would suggest?
A truck or SUV. Depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Well,
yeah,
the deals on those trucks, which we're going to talk about later, some huge rebates available on the Ford product, the Dodge product, and everything like that. But also, when it comes to an SUV, it depends on how much size you need, but the Toyota 4Runner, great vehicle, holds its value extremely well. You've got your Honda Pilot. I don't know what we need to find out. What's your personality? You've got that Dodge Nitro. It's kind of sporty, so you might want something on the sportier side.
You know, just to mention this, I don't know that he could consider it, but here's the deal. If you could consider a pickup truck, we have got an amazing deal on a Toyota Tacoma right now.
That's right.
I mean, it is crazy how inexpensive that vehicle is in a lease. You can do a 48-month lease for like $270 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really, the resale value on the Tacoma is one of the highest in the business right now. So you can take advantage of that by leasing one and saving a lot of money. It's one of the least expensive ways to drive a great vehicle.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter chiming in, trying to help out our buddy Nick. He says he's got a four-year-old and a set of four-month-old twins. He's got a Highlander and a Santa Fe. They're both 2015 models, but now he wishes he would have picked the Yukon XL.
Yeah, you know, it's just a bigger, it's a truck.
Well, that's big.
Yeah. And it gives you a lot more room. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. How much time do we have?
I got about 3 minutes.
Okay. There's a big movement going on right now in the automotive business. People are moving from sedans to CUVs and small SUVs. And there's a good reason for it. In the old days, if you wanted an SUV, you had to give up the ride and drive of a car. They were uncomfortable to drive and to get in and out of. They were nice because of the room. Well, now what they've done is they've taken a lot of those and they've put them on the floors that cars start out with. So they've got a car suspension. Like Tammy says, with a Highlander, they've made the interior more like a minivan, so you have all that room. So now you can get an SUV, you can see better because the height is better, and you've got that car ride and drive. So it's comfortable, and you've got the great vision, and people are leaving sedans and droves and moving toward SUVs and CUVs right now. SUV, CUV business is way up, and sedan business, for the first time in my memory, is actually down. Because people are making that move.
And people like to be in a little bit larger vehicle because of all the distracted drivers, too.
Yeah, for safety reasons.
I would not drive a small car. Never.
Wait, what do you have right now? Is it an SUV?
Mm-hmm. It's the smaller SUV, but it's. I wouldn't be down in a sedan. I wouldn't be the smallest thing on the road these days.
Yeah. I like small cars because, as we know, I'm not a really good driver, and I'm also not a really good parker. So for me, smaller is better, but those big cars, I do like whenever, if I get in somebody who has one, you can see everything because it's so much taller. If there's traffic up ahead, you can see what's causing it.
I think you're a very good driver.
Thanks.
You haven't had any accidents.
And knock on wood, but that tell is. That to the DPD officer who pulled me over this week and gave me a speeding ticket.
I saw the text. I'm so sorry.
It was my fault, but he was hiding. And actually, it was right here. You guys can probably look out the window and see it. Not that that helps our listeners any, but yeah, he was hiding and he put his lights on and I had maybe a quarter mile to go. I was leaving the radio station and going to West Village, which is a quarter mile away, and he pulled me over. Yep, that was him.
It's really hard to be speeding in that short a period of time. I know.
And I was on the access road for crying out loud.
And you were on the access road.
Yeah, you're supposed to speed. Like, what if you're trying to get on the highway? You got to pick up the pace, right? So.
Sippy.
Yeah. Got another one.
How much did that cost?
I don't know yet. I haven't even looked.
Maybe one of our listeners will be kind enough to defend you.
Yeah!
I'm sure we have attorneys that listen, so.
Come on, attorneys. I need some help.
Sybil, if you're going to keep driving like that, you need the Waze app so it tells you where the police are.
I actually have it, and it doesn't work for me.
Oh.
We'll get into that in a minute. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah!
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with Dancing David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, and Snuggles.
That dance that Dave just did. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right?
Slow it down.
Was there any twerking involved?
No, no twerking.
Yes.
No, that was kind of close to twerking something.
I may have seen a twerk.
No. Y'all are making fun of me.
Our phone number, 877-881-1053, or you can send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're out car shopping today, call AutoFlex first. They're going to hook you up with the best deal. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, where you can pick out a new car, build any new car that you might want. You can build a Land Rover or a Ford or a Chevrolet or a Toyota exactly as you want it. Print it out, send it to us. Tell us when you want it. We'll take care of the rest.
You can also find out what your car's worth. And this fan texter says, I've got a 2003 Sierra single cab with 104,000 miles. It's in pretty good condition. What do you think an approximate trade-in would be toward another truck?
You know, here's the thing. I don't know because I don't have the FlexLease computer system here, but if you do go to autoflex.com and click on what's my car worth, you can get a pretty good idea from a black book appraisal there. Now, I will say this. That is a 2003 vehicle, and it's got really low miles for the age, so we really need to see that to get you the most money for it. In fact, we really need to see anyone's car to get them the very most money for it. I mean, you can sort of guess, but on a car like that, there could be a huge difference in condition, according to how it's been taken care
of. Obviously, yeah. But I will say this. The good thing is we always need a good used truck at any price level, including this one, because somebody always needs a good work truck.
That's true.
That'll be that one.
Yep.
Okay. Consumer Reports came out with an excessive oil consumption story this last week that I found really, really interesting. And here's why. I had never heard about any of this, and I'm in the business.
Right.
So, but this is the kind of thing that you don't hear about because the manufacturers don't really want the information out there. Consumer Reports did a study on cars' oil consumption and found that there are about 30 vehicles that actually consume way too much oil, even when they're brand new. And so as I read deeper into this, the more I was amazed at the fact that this is really, really going on. There are vehicles out there that are new vehicles that burn a quart of oil between every oil change.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a little... It's a little hard to believe. Now, here's the other thing. 98% of the vehicles out there do not use oil. But it's interesting to hear the stories, the anecdotal stories about what the manufacturers are telling their customers and how they build things into their owner's manuals that protect them against problems like this.
This might be a dumb question, but 98% of vehicles don't have oil?
No, they don't use too much oil.
Oh, okay.
Only 2% of them do, but the 2% that do are a real pain. I mean, if you've got to stop in between oil changes and add oil to your car, that is not a good deal. And when you, if you consult the manufacturers, they say, well, a certain amount of oil consumption is normal and that driving conditions and driving habits determine how much oil your car uses.
I'd love to hear from our AutoFlex leasing fan texters about that.
Well, Consumer Reports says you shouldn't have to add oil in between oil changes if you've got a newer car. Here's the other thing. If you're doing that now and your car is newer, as it gets older, you will need to add more and more oil because cars tend to use more oil once the engine becomes older and you've got some wear in there. A couple of the cars that they mentioned specifically were the BMW 5 Series with a V8, the BMW 7 Series, the BMW 6 Series, the Porsche Panamera, the BMW X5 with a V8, and the Audi A4 2.0 Turbo. I was just amazed because I couldn't believe that cars in our day and age are actually consuming more oil than they probably should. You would think the engineering was such that would never happen. But Consumer Reports says it happens on a fairly regular basis.
I think Sticky Fingers Jesse Hawley has a BMW 6, so we should ask him when he gets here if his takes extra
Sticky
oil.
Fingers?
Yeah.
Don't forget about that.
Remember why we call them
Sticky
Fingers?
BMW even offers a carrying case for your oil.
Because they know it's such a problem?
Yes. Yeah.
I think you would have to purchase it in the parts department, but it's a special carrying case to keep the oil. And Audi even suggests that people keep an extra quart of oil on hand to add to the car. I don't know. I've never bought a car that said you're going to need to keep this extra oil on hand to add to it. But I'd love to hear from some of our AutoFlex leasing fan texters to know is that normal? Is anybody out there a technician? Can they tell us is it acceptable? Okay, it might be the norm for these certain models, but is that really acceptable or not?
Yeah.
What's the real problem there?
43733 if you want to chime in.
Now, we had somebody ask about the new Toyota Tacoma. And I've got to say, there's an all-new Toyota Tacoma coming out in 2016. That's partially why there's such a sweet deal on these 2015 Tacomas. But they do offer two different engines, 159 horsepower, 2.7 liter, four-cylinder. That's the standard engine. And then you can upgrade to an optional 236 horsepower V6 four-liter. And that's in this 2015. But it is a great truck. You can go on Car and Driver, read some reviews about it, or set up a test drive with us here at AutoFlex Leasing, and we'll be happy to let you do your own review of that truck.
And you can set it up at AutoFlex.com.
Yep. All right. The United States has now done a study to find out whether or not the manufacturers can actually build a car that the total CAFE, the corporate average fuel economy, will be 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025, which is what has been mandated by the EPA, that the corporate average fuel economy, and that means that across your entire line of vehicles, including, considering everything you sell, they average 54.5 miles per gallon, which is about twice what they average right now, by 2025, which seems like an impossible thing. But this study came out and said, you know, we think they can do it, and we think they can do it without electrification and without making everything a hybrid. Now, it's interesting in that they said that, but the manufacturers said, we don't know if we can do it, and here's the biggest problem. Are people going to buy these cars? Because I know from our business, we're not getting the calls that we used to get for hybrids and Teslas and things like that because gasoline has gone down in price again. And as Tammy said earlier, it may go down again. Mm-hmm. And so people are not as motivated to buy these cars that get great mileage. They're more motivated to buy bigger cars that are more functional for them. They get all the kids and the soccer equipment and all that stuff in the back. So it's a real conundrum for the manufacturers because do they build all these cars and then no one buy them? Because that's a real problem.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it will come out from a cost standpoint. The government says they will be able to reach those goals and do it without making the car too terribly much more expensive. Their guessing is somewhere between $1,600 and $2,000 more expensive than the cars are right now in order to reach those fuel standards. And they're saying they're going to cost more because they're going to use more lightweight material. They'll be turbocharged more. They'll make changes in the vehicle, and they'll be smaller than they are now.
Lightweight material, does that mean they might be introducing a lot of aluminum as well, like Ford did with their truck?
I don't know. I think more than aluminum, well, and certainly in the frame area.
Plastic?
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of carbon fiber stuff that they're working on that'll come in. Ford, by the way, is offering as much as $10,000 back on their new F-150 right now.
The aluminum one?
Yes.
Oh.
And it is because they have not sold like hotcakes. They've had some production area problems, which means the supply has been down. But for the first time in a long time, Ford is down 5% for this model year, and General Motors is up 18%.
Why is that?
For the pickup trucks. I think because one of the biggest customers that Ford has for their trucks are commercial buyers. And if you're a commercial buyer, if you're going to buy a commercial truck, you know it's going to get beat up. And you know that it costs more to repair aluminum than it does steel.
Oh.
So I think, did we talk about the Chevy commercial last week with the aluminum cage
so.
And the steel?
So.
Okay, so
this
Chevrolet,
is good, though.
Yeah, Chevrolet came out with a commercial a couple of weeks ago where it has an average guy, a real average guy, not an actor, and they put him in a room, and they say, here's a steel cage and here's an aluminum cage. Tell me about steel. He goes, well, it's strong, it's tough. What about aluminum? Well, you know, it's sort of pliable and flexible and everything. And they said, okay, thank you very much. And then a big door opens and a giant bear, a real bear, starts walking out. And they said, jump in whichever cage you want to.
Oh, that's great.
And the guy's jumping the steel cage.
That gave me chills.
Yeah, and so he's in the steel cage and the big bear is like walking up looking at him and stuff. And then another big door opens and there's a picture of a Chevy truck.
Ah.
And they said, Chevy truck. Built with steel.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
That's really good.
So Ford's big gamble on the aluminum truck does not seem to be paying off as well as they may have thought it would be.
Bummer for them.
So our AutoFlex Leasing Tanfexters.
It's easy for you to say.
Tamfexters.
Have told us about the oil, burning oil. My Audi TT burns about a quart. They say it's normal. And these are all from different people. One person texted in low tension rings. Another person texted in low tension piston rings for improved fuel mileage, allow more oil to be burned. Also, we go 10,000 miles per oil change versus 3,000 miles.
I'm not comfortable with that. I know that the manufacturers say to do that. I still get my oil changed every 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Certainly I am.
Here it is. My wife drives a BMW, and yes, it uses about a half to whole can between oil changes. P.S. I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
I love you too.
Okay, so it's not me, and it's not Tammy, and it's not Sybil, and it's not JP. Consumer Reports says your car shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting also in their story that they have made they've done things for people rather than replace the engine. They've given them money, they've given them allowances, that kind of thing. So if you're not happy with it, if you're concerned about it, talk to your local dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him it's using oil. See what he says.
One more Autoflex leasing fan texter says he had a 2006 Volkswagen Passat 2.0. After 100,000 miles, they were told they had to add a quart per month, and now they traded it in and got a Toyota.
Yeah. You know, it's...
You got to factor that oil cost into your monthly expense of having the vehicle.
I had not heard about the piston rings being looser in order to improve, or tighter in order to improve the gas mileage. That's interesting. And that could be very factual. I just not ever heard that before.
Oh, here's one of our previous clients. Katie. Hi, Tammy. It's Katie. Which small SUVs have the best resale value? We talked a little bit about that, but I'm a big fan of a Honda CR-V. I also like the new Nissan Rogue. It's larger, and it's holding its value pretty well. You've got the Toyota RAV4. We need to talk about size for you as well, but I have, of course, my favorites. And I know Pete will help you out by letting you test drive everything to see which ones you like the best. But stick probably, well, and there's so many cute ones, but as far as the best resale value, I'm going to go Acura RDX, Honda CR-V, Ford Escape, Toyota RAV4. Just off the top of my head.
And a lot of it is going to depend on how you fit in the car and how comfortable you are with it, how easy it is to get in and out, how well you can see, how the seat feels. All of that stuff is important, and they're different on all these cars.
And Katie started with the Mini Cooper with us.
Yeah.
She's driven quite a few different vehicles. So I guess now we're going back to an SUV. But we took her out of a minivan that was super nice. We like to get all her trades, by the way. And that's another thing. If somebody's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, the really neat thing is we generally have known a lot of these trades and the clients that have had them, so we can kind of give you some input on a lot of those vehicles.
One more quickie, since we're talking about the new Ford aluminum truck. One of our fan texters says he rented one a couple months ago while his truck was in the shop. He hated it because it was lightweight and didn't get any traction, didn't feel like a regular truck, and he couldn't put his magnetic signs on it. I didn't even think about that either.
It's like having a stainless steel fridge.
Yes.
Yeah. Stick your magnets on.
That's right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can learn about leasing, learn about purchasing, find out if leasing is the right way, purchasing is the right way, or maybe a flex buy works better for you. We can do all three at Autoflex.
Mm-hmm. And we're bringing in the boys who are following us right after this, Mike Dingus and KT, on their way in right now. Real quickly, though, we have an Autoflex Leasing fan text. We're talking about the oil being burned on your car. I'm a mechanic, and the extended oil change intervals are for highway mileage, not for city driving and extreme temperatures.
That is really interesting because I had not heard that before, so that's wonderful information to share with our listeners.
When you think it's going to be 100 degrees maybe for the next month or so, and like for me, I do all this in-town driving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I jump on the highway for one exit to get to work. So I need to definitely change my oil more often.
I don't think we've hit triple digits yet, have we?
Not yet.
My car tells
me tomorrow. Oh, they did?
Yeah, Fort Worth did. We didn't.
My car says it's 104.
Yeah, but those are never right. Like when you get in the car after it's been parked
like
outside
it.
All day, it always says 10.
All right, let's close with some of the best information that I've gotten lately to help people out, and that is long-term financing is not a good thing, and here's why. if you are getting a car and you are financing it for 6 or 7 years, you're going to be paying for that. I mean, think about a 7-year finance. If your child is in the fifth grade, he'll be graduating when that car is paid for.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's just not a good idea. You can look at a different car. Certainly Tammy's suggestion was find a car that you can afford and a payment you can afford at a reasonable term. By stretching out the term, you obligate yourself to pay for that car well out of warranty. So then you've got to worry about service problems. Sometimes that can be a really serious thing. And if you're starting with a used car and now you're carrying it 5 or 6 or 7 years, you could be paying for a 10-year-old car while you're driving it. Again, it makes no sense.
Now, we offer all of those programs just like everybody else does, but then we also have great programs like our Flex Buy for pre-owned cars. We have pre-owned leases. But when it comes to a brand new car, lease that thing. If you're going to keep it 10 years, I always say buy a car for sure. But then the way to save money is to finance it as short a period of time as you possibly can.
And if you got to have that car, if that's the car, then look at a lease or a flex buy on it because it will give you that car at a payment that you can afford. And you're not going to keep, most people don't keep a car forever. Most people trade every 3 to 5 years. So it just makes better sense. The long-term financing can really, I mean, we talk to people every day that are in a bind because they drive maybe 25,000 miles a year. They finance the car for 6 years. They're 3 years into the loan. They owe way more than the car is worth. It's got 75,000 miles on it, and it's starting to cost them money.
Go ahead. Do we want to run through that 10 cheapest convertible list?
We do. Let's bring in Mike and Kevin to help us out.
When you're preaching the choir with what you just said.
Oh, I wish your microphone was on.
Finishing.
Hey, welcome.
Hi. It's good to see all of you.
Hey, Mike.
I'm 2 months away from finishing my 6-year buy of my 2009 Honda Civic. I was in my late 20s when I got that car, and now I'm 35 years old, and I will own it shortly. But I made the wrong call. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
It's about to be my car, and as soon as it's my car, I want a new car.
Yeah.
Well, so then you're always going to have a payment, right?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't
I think
it
I'll
make
try
sense?
To not have a payment for like 3 months, and then I'm going to get frustrated with my old car.
Doesn't it make sense if you're always going to have a payment to make that payment as low as possible?
Yeah, well, you and I are about to be really, really close friends in about 3 months.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, JP.
So it's summertime. Everybody wants to go topless in their cars. And we've got a list of the 10 cheapest convertibles you can get this year. So you guys can chime in if you know any of these, if you have an opinion on any of these, if you've driven one.
And this is not Autoflex saying these are the best ones to get. It's the cheapest convertibles based on some research. The 2015 Smart for Two Passion Cabriolet, base model $18,680.
That's really inexpensive, okay? Here we go, following by the 2015 Fiat 500C Pop, $21,325. I would not suggest that
goes
car, by the
way. Weasel.
Right. How is the Pop different from the regular Fiat 500?
I have no earthly idea.
I think those are cute. I know you guys don't like them, but do y'all like the Fiat 500?
They're like a French bulldog.
They are.
I'm not a big fan, but, you know, for that price, we could maybe, I could probably be talked into something.
That's how they sell them.
The 2015 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4x4. Now, I will say, out of probably all of these convertibles, this is going to have your best resale value as well.
It will. And it's fun to drive. And if you don't drive a long way, it's a great vehicle. If you drive a long way, you need a kidney belt.
And it's the first one on a list that a guy could actually drive.
I was going to say,
that is true.
This is definitely a unisex convertible.
I've always wanted a Jeep.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be talking about 3 months.
Oh.
My next Jeep.
Absolutely.
That is probably a statement that I've heard from more people about a car than anything else. I've always wanted a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want a Jeep.
I would want it for 6 months out of the year, though. I wouldn't want it for, like, the wintertime.
Right.
Right.
Not really. Well, actually.
Is it really that bad?
Did you see the guy last year when it was, you know, Icemageddon?
Yep.
And he's up here on the overpass down there at 75 to 30.
Pulling people.
To 75 and Woodall Rogers pulling people over the hill.
Take that,
I guess you could be a superhero with the Jeep.
Right.
Then,
absolutely.
12 months a year, Jeep Wrangler.
It's a lot of responsibility, too.
Do they have a feature on Jeeps yet where you can just hit a button and the top comes down? Or
no.
Is it still unsnapping and unhooking? And
or you get
takes
the hard
two
top.
People? Yeah, but then you're not topless, right?
Yeah,
well, but
you
take it off.
You need a little crane thing installed in your garage.
Yeah.
Or a couple of buddies.
Yeah.
And then you just take it off.
That's way too much work for Dingus. You won't do it.
JP's right.
A button sounds good, but then that's just a whole different car.
All right.
2016 Mazda MX-5 Miata Sport, the most popular convertible in the world, has been forever, came out in 89. One of our guys, Louis Murad, got one in 89. He had a giant poster of this red car in his office. He loved that car.
I think we still have that thing floating around somewhere. I remember people coming to the dealership, waiting for the transport trucks, and watching them unload the cars off the transport trucks. They were in 80, the first year they came out, they were so excited about this
car. Yeah, you couldn't get one. You had to wait on one. So it's a great, great little convertible. Mm-hmm.
The 2015 Volkswagen Beetle convertible. I think these are adorable, and I think one of our clients just recently picked one up this last week.
Yeah, in fact, we just took one in trade also.
And okay.
Yeah, we did.
One in. So if you want a little Beetle convertible, those are fun and cute. I'd probably, that's not a guy car, really.
No. 2015 Mini Cooper convertible, we're up to $26,000. That's a really cool car. Some of them have great resale value. I don't know about the convertible, but some of them do.
No, it does. It's pretty good on the lease anyway. 2015 Ford Mustang convertible V6, base price $30,125. Deal.
And that's a man's car.
It goes
both ways.
Right. It does go both ways, but it could definitely be driven by a guy versus the Beetle, which probably couldn't.
Yeah, the only thing I think about that is at $30,000, that's the little base V6. If you get a GT and you load it up, that's a $50,000 car.
Yeah.
All right, 2015 Chevrolet Camaro convertible. I like that car a lot. I like the way it looks. You can get it all the way from $32,000 about up to $50,000 again with a V8 6.2-liter blown engine. Yeah.
2015 Audi A3 Cabriolet 1.8 turbo premium, base price $36,495. That's a pretty cute car, and it's the only luxury brand on this list for inexpensive convertibles.
And rounding it out, the 2015 Volkswagen EOS 2.0 Comfort Convertible. The base on that car is $37,010. The biggest draw for this car for me is it's a convertible hardtop.
Yeah.
So when it closes, it's really quiet and you can air condition the heck out of it.
And it has a built-in panoramic sunroof into the convertible.
Yep.
I don't even know how they do that.
Right. So if you want to see the complete list, head to autoflex.com. Click on the Facebook link. What do you guys have coming up today?
We're going to do a little bit of everything today.
Ooh.
Sports? You got any sports going
on? I'm in for Jesse, so I brought my whole bag of tricks that I've been trying to get on the air all week. There's some crazy stuff going on overseas at the golf tournament, the British Open, and all the golfers are mad. They walked in the locker room and all the caddies were asleep on the floor.
Are you kidding?
Some weird stuff going on. Of course, all the Dez Bryant stuff, Ranger stuff. And I got a big, did y'all hear about the story of the snake in Austin they got loose?
Yeah.
No.
There's some very interesting developments to that story that keeps getting stranger and stranger. We're going to get into that at 12:15.
All right. So Mike Dingus, Kevin Turner, and Snuggles coming up next for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
I should do. It's so hard to keep this mouth from...